When it comes to our grain market, all eyes continue to be on demand. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Over the past several trading days, we've seen a lot of really great exports headed out of the country, especially when it comes to corn. As we know, we have a lot of corn out in the country, stored on and off farms, and it's pretty cheap right now, which is driving exports. But the big news the past couple days is that China finally met their quota for beans.
I think soybeans had a little bit of support. You know, the reports are coming out that China has bought their 12 million metric ton that they promised they were going to buy in October. And supposedly they're making comments in the meetings in Switzerland saying that they are going to continue to buy beans from the U.S., especially when they start getting into their groove to start buying that 25 million metric ton that they talked about. So the fact that they bought what they were going to buy and they're still sticking to the promise of buying 25 million metric ton for the next 3 years certainly has, I think, brought a little bit of support into the soybean market.
And Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag says that has been kind of the big talk around the grain market here this week. The other big factor is on biofuels. We saw a lot of support in our oil market, especially on Wednesday.
But I think they're starting to talk a little bit more about the renewable fuels and about the biofuel subsidies and how EPA is going to handle that. And so far, they've been coming back as being positive, and I think that's helping to give that soybean oil a little bit of a push.
And as always, we can't forget about our competitors to the south. We're always watching harvest and weather conditions in South America.
Most definitely. Right now they're talking about, you know, of course, I think they're 4% harvested on their first crop corn, a couple percent on their soybeans. They're starting planting of the second safrinha corn crop. So, yeah, it's starting, pretty soon here and within the next couple of weeks, we'll start to see a little bit more general harvest in Brazil, and that certainly will start to take a little bit more of the attention away from the U.S. market.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.